thought you're supposed to be in, you're supposed to be in the shadows, you know.
No. Not anymore.
You're the woman. I'm going to get in trouble. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yep. You know what? If I was concerned about being in trouble, I wouldn't be doing this, right? So there.
Hey, what up, Lynn? This is Gary, Marianne in San Diego.
Hi, Gary and Marianne.
What's up?
My name is Lynn. We'd like to see your name in your city. You don't have to if you don't want to. Okay. We are now, let's see what time. Seth, are you on? Did you put us on yet? You know, it's 6:31, and he was supposed to put us up on BBS radio. Anyone have BBS on in the background? We are on live, okay.
We're on live.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted.
Okay. My name is Winfrey, and if you are presently tuning in on BBS Radio, you are listening to what we call the Winfrey Higher Vision Conference Line. And this is an experimental project that's been going on for a little bit over a year, designed to unite our planet. So you can see why we call it an experiment. Thus far, we've actually had a little success. And as you're listening to me speak, simultaneously, I'm on a telephone conference line with a number of people who have been tuning in on this line for a while. And these are people that became familiar with my work, read my book, came to one of my talks, and I announced that we were doing this, and they checked it out, and it worked for them. So for anyone listening tonight, and if you're listening for the first time, we hope it works for you. So what would working for you mean? What would be a manifestation of being on this call or listening to it mean in terms of working? Well, we would hope that you would experience during this call an expansion of your energy, of your energy body. We say that while you're listening, there's actually lots of parts of you that are listening. One part, of course, is your ears. And your ears are listening to an audio vibration that's originating in Los Angeles, that's me, and my diaphragm is vibrating, speaking into a mouthpiece, which then takes those audio vibrations and turns them into electrical vibrations, and then it's going over a cell phone network and through BBS Radio, which is in Northern California, which takes those audio vibrations, electrical vibrations, puts them over the internet, and voila, there I am coming out of your internet back to your ears, turned back into audio. And so that's the physical world for you. The physical world, my voice is going through all of those things. And simultaneously, we're making another connection. In addition to the connection that I just described. And that would be, you have what some spiritual people call a high self, or an energy matrix. You exist, maybe not have, but exist as an energy in a matrix, in addition to having a physical body. Now, if you're hearing this for the first time, you might say, how do I know this? In fact, you should say, how do I know this? At which point, you should do a lot of reading, because this is one of the basic principles, not only of metaphysics, but every religion. And, for example, Christianity calls this energy matrix your soul. And we can't see it, though. We can't see it. We can't feel it. But the fact that we exist in this kind of matrix does have phenomena attached to it that we can see and that we can measure. For example, what you could call intuitions, having a feeling about something. An intuition does not come from the physical world. It comes from the part of you that's energy that affects your physical body, that brings through a message from another dimension. A psychic phenomena where you know something psychically. The phone rings, you know who it is. That would be an indication that your energy body and that person's energy body communed in a moment. And then, of course, by the avenue of intuition, you knew it was them, or you had their name in your mind, just as the phone rang. There's lots and lots and lots of other evidences of this. In fact, Western medicine does acupuncture, and acupuncture relates to the energy meridians in the body. And it relates to an energy that is not measurable by Western science, yet, even so, it's not measurable. Western science certainly recognizes acupuncture. And Oriental medicine is part of a legal practice in this country. So there definitely is an acknowledgement of energy bodies. And, of course, we started out saying we're speaking in the physical from my mouth to your ears through a bunch of electronics in between. But we're also communicating right now through those energy bodies. And now, I'm saying it like it's a fact. If you're not sure, then you might just say, what if? Okay? You don't have to believe it, but just say, what if? And we'll see through the course of the show if there's any phenomena or any way of you personally validating that this is actually true. And many people that have been on our conference line have felt something, have had experiences during these calls, and as a result of these calls, they've actually changed their lives forever. And a result of something having to do with these energy bodies. Now, most media does not really relate to energy bodies. They just relate to the physical manifestation of the sound, and if it's TV, of course, the picture, and the emotions, the feelings. So most of the time, the actual energy body connection is left to itself, to fend for itself. And on the surface, the interaction is based on the emotions and stimulation. Of course, the energy body is always there, but it doesn't so directly address it as we're doing here. Now, the reason it's kind of neat to address the energy body is because the energy body, unlike the physical body, is very fluid. It can expand. It can contract. It can join with other energy bodies. And so right now, we are directly relating to a part of us that is the most fluid part of us that we have. And the energy body responds to intention. When we intend something, the energy body follows suit. And then an experience is generated. So let's think of an example of this, okay? Everybody on this line has one thing in common. We all had a mother. And our mother is a great part of our energetics because we spent the early part of many, many years every day combining our energy with our mother. So at this moment, I'd like you to mock up your mother. In other words, think of her. And right now, intend that your energy body can become one with your mother's energy body for the highest good of all concerned. Now, if you had a really positive relationship with your mother, this will be very easy. If you didn't, then maybe you don't want to do this, and that's okay. So for those that had a positive relationship with a mother, now, as your energy body becomes one with your mother, and it's doing this because you intend it to be so, can you feel your mother? Not just think about her. Can you visualize it as if who she really was when she was present with you? So you have a special relationship with your mother, and probably almost every one of you could have that experience of feeling your mother in your space, or you in her space. It's easy to join your energy with your mother. Now, we do a process which we call calling into the light, where we join our energies as a group, and you can send your energy to to your mother when we do that. And it's easy to do that. And for people that have a difficult relationship with their mother, they can actually heal that aspect of the relationship. Just before we check into BBS, and there's a woman on the line who takes care of her father. And a couple of us were visiting her a couple of months ago, actually got to meet her father, who is slightly invalid, who sits in a chair most of the day, and has the most beatific smile. And when I was around him, I really could feel his energy. Like, on a soul level, it was just almost like taking a snapshot, not of his physical body, but his energy. And so, when she called in on the line tonight, I could feel him. I focused on feeling him, and she said he was smiling. Now, of course, maybe it's just coincidence, but he's probably smiling right now because we're talking about him. I don't know, but I'm trying to mock up the experience of what it's like to expand your energy body into the space of someone else's energy body. Now, of course, if you're moving into the space of someone else's energy body, there has to be cooperation. Even if you haven't verbally made a deal, that other being has to be open to having this happen. Otherwise, as you get near them, you'll feel a barrier, and you won't be able to make the connection. So, getting back to the original premise of the show here, our goal is to connect energy bodies. And why do we want to do that? Well, one of the side effects of love at its highest level is the connection of energy bodies. You can't experience spiritual love or even physical love without having energy bodies connected. Jesus made a word for this. He called it communion. Communion is when energy bodies are what you could call blended. They come together. And you know, since you are the master of your own intentions, this is not any trap. You can move in and out of these spaces. So you don't have to be afraid of it. It's just another experience. It's like walking in a room and sitting down in a room and experiencing the community in that room and then leaving and you move on to the next community. So what we're doing is we're creating a community worldwide, right here on the airwaves of BBS radio and on the television, not the television, the telephone line. And our goal is to experience love, to experience a combining of energy bodies during this period of time where we're joining with each other on the telephone and on BBS. Now, we go from the far out to the far out here, because here we are joining a bunch of energies of people that can't even see each other, never met each other, never will probably meet each other in most cases. And we're asking you to combine your energy with each other. Now, we have to make the premise that maybe that's possible, because that's an unusual thing to do. Like, it's not, it's far easier to walk into a room and combine your energy with the people in that room, or with your husband, or your children, or your mother, or someone you've made some kind of physical connection with. But here, the only connection we have, we all have one common connection, that's the sound of my voice. So, as your attention is on the sound of my voice, and my intention is to create a communion of our energies, then if you allow yourself to share that intention, it just might happen. And we're adding something else to the mix. That is, in this arena where our energy body exists, there's also energy bodies of other beings that don't have physical bodies. Beings that exist in other realms. And there's individual entities, and then there's what I've learned to call group souls, which are groups of energy bodies that team up to help planets and populations at lower levels of evolution. And if you haven't studied any of our material, I recommend that you visit the website higher-vision.org and read a bit about how this all occurred for me and how we're using it on this conference line. Because these group souls are comprised of billions of individual souls who graduated from this realm. Or in common spiritual jargon, they got off the wheel of reincarnation. And when they graduated, they've acted as a helper for those of us who are still stuck here. And for some of you, that may be a new concept, being stuck in this realm. So I invite you to consider it. Again, not to necessarily believe it the first time you hear it. But according to the way they say it works, when we die, our energy body continues. And then it picks up another body and goes through this cycle again. And until you release your attachment to this realm and get enough propulsion energy, you keep coming back into this realm in the process which is called reincarnation. And we apparently have, many of us have had thousands of lifetimes. And every time we come back into this realm, our mind goes blank. And we have amnesia, and we have no knowledge of anything we've done in the past. Supposedly, most of us have had lifetimes in Atlantis, another civilization here called Lemuria. Prior to that, many of us had lifetimes on Mars, and a planet in the solar system called Maldek, which exploded and became the asteroids. And most metaphysical people believe this is true. People who are psychics and who can read past lives usually can see these lifetimes, and they're very consistent in reporting them. The psychic Edgar Cayce described many people's lifetimes on Atlantis, and there's a book out describing the culture and history of Atlantis based on Edgar Cayce's readings. They just put all the pieces together and compiled them. So we are here in one lifetime, one small blip, thousands. Of course, it doesn't feel that way when you're in this realm because the physical experience is so overwhelming that we are quite cut off from this experience of being an energy body, reincarnated. Most of us are cut off from it. And one of the steps of getting out of this realm is to raise your position in the matrix of the energy body. And as we do what we're doing here, we're generating a reference point for a higher matrix position than is one's normal resting matrix of their own energy body. And we talked about these group souls of millions and billions of souls that are in these other dimensions where our matrix is. And those group souls can join with us. And we can join with them in this process of blending energy bodies. And then we have a huge group energy. And during the course of the call, one of the goals is to create a group energy. And then when we have that energy established, we can use it. We can use it in a positive way for the highest good of all concerned, to lift the vibration of our planet, to lift the vibration of ourselves, to lift the vibration of each other, and to use our own powers of creation with, combined with the creative powers of each of us together and those group souls to affect healings for people that we're close to. Now, of course, this has to all be done with the highest good of all concerned. And your ability to do this will be directly correlative to your ability to create a high intention. Now, a high intention is a pretty subtle concept the first time you hear it. What is an intention? An intention, and I'm making this up, so I hope I get this right. An intention is your consciousness, you being guided by your mind to have something occur that's slightly different than what's occurring now. Now, I don't know if that's a good definition. We'll try that. When we want something to occur, at least with regards to the work we're doing on this line, we always ask for the highest good of all concerned and in the Christ of energy. Because just using intention to make something occur does not qualify it as were the intention for this line, because black magicians use intention to make things occur. The negative uses intentions. This is a universal principle. You don't have to be spiritual to use intentions. The spiritual aspect, the pot means service to others in the highest good of all concerned. Those things qualify it as spiritual. Now, if we can get enough people on our planet having a positive intention for transformation, then our innate powers of creation will join together and cause that transformation to occur. The physical world is really subservient to the energy world, to the spiritual world. Things happen on energy first, and then they download into the physical. So we on this line are working at a high level of co-creation in the spiritual worlds to effect positive transformation for ourselves, for those we care about, and for our planet in a way that manifests into the physical so that we can see it, feel it, know that it happened. And that's the nature of the experiment that we're conducting tonight, or every Monday. In fact, truly, this is an experiment for those that dedicate themselves to it, that once you get the working guidelines, you start doing it every waking hour. Every waking hour is how to create intention to expand your energy body to as large as it can be and keep your intention to keep affecting and impacting positive transformation in your own life and on in the planet at large. That is our challenge if we choose to take it. This is where we now have a life of service and assuming the responsibility for being a co-creator with the highest forces on the planet, with divinity, in the transformation of Earth. And some of you on this line are doing that. You've integrated that. And I am honored to work with all those people that have taken their intention to that level. And some of you are working with it to actually manifest that. You have to get your own personal self out of the way. The part of you that needs things all the time, demands things, wants a better life. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have a better life. It just means if you're focusing on a better life, it means you're coming from lack, because it means your life is not good now. So before you can do this higher work, your intentions are always going to creating a better life. And you put this kind of work off. So there's the possibility that where you are right now, you can still do this kind of work, and you can still be open to what it takes to have a better life. And probably that better life will occur much easier and sooner than if you just directly focus on having a better life. Because if having a better life means having more love and better relationships with the people around you, then it's through this communing of energy bodies that is the fastest track to that result. One of the ways, and I say this often, but I'll say it again, one of the ways that you can tell you're working with energy bodies as opposed to ideas or entertainment or whatever, you can try this when you're watching television, and you'll see the difference. Since we are working on the combination of energy bodies, and we're using the physical, my voice, to trigger that, once it's triggered, my physical voice becomes far less important. So, for example, we can stop talking here. And those of you that have been following along the track, when I stop talking, the energy continues. So let's try it. Now, actually, at different points in this call, I will say, I think the energy is higher now. I think we've created a tighter connection. But let's just, like, do it where we're at now, what we've done thus far. And take maybe 30 seconds. Shut your eyes and see how it feels. See if it's peaceful. See if it's loving. Now, I would suggest that if you're watching television and you turn the television off, very rarely do you have that kind of feeling. Usually, it's like empty immediately, which meant for a great part of the experience was in the physical body, the emotions, and the more physical aspects of our existence. When you move into energy bodies, and you have an experience with energy bodies, the experience holds. It holds longer. Spaces are pregnant. They're full. And when the show is over, for many hours, you may be experiencing a shifted elevation in your consciousness. So, the first thing is to learn how to do that. And those of you that are participating tonight are actually, we are doing it. And feel free to join. We do this conference line every night of the week, and other people moderate. We have a telephone line that you can call and check in for half an hour a day and feel this kind of energy being created. Because first time you experience it, usually, for most people, it's a pretty unusual experience. Normal life does not intend to create this experience. And if you want to integrate it into your life on a regular basis, then you need to get enough reference points so that you have the wherewithal of knowing how to create this. And this can't be taught intellectually. It's not linear. It's not logical. I have no idea how this happens and how it works, except that via intention, and that if I intend it, and you're cooperating and open, we will have an experience together. And for you, you could do the same thing. Having a high enough intention with your family, with your loved ones, with your job, so that if in the past there were negative things connected with any of those areas, your intention to combine energy bodies will override what was negative. This does take a little practice and discipline, particularly with familial people, because these are energies and relationships that have been developed over many years. And your lower self is programmed into those relationships. So you need a very strong intent and a very strong reference point inside yourself to move yourself out of these habitual ways of relating that all of us have in our lives. That's one of the purposes of these conference calls every week. Now, this is kind of a little different call because I'm not talking about some of the metaphysical stuff that we normally talk about. I mentioned group souls, and those of you that have been tracking my story and my experience know that I am the principal author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I began writing that book in the year 2000. And in that book, one of these group souls that we've been referring to, and they refer to themselves by the name Ra, introduces themselves very directly to mankind. Half of the book is their direct words speaking to us. And if you want to picture a group soul of billions of souls, in fact, they describe themselves, think of us like an amoeba spread out through your solar system. And this amoeba of energy is now got a voice through a young man by the name of David Wilcock, who is the subject of the book and who is the alleged reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And they are asking David to be their representative on our planet to help explain that we are at a very unique period in the history of human evolution. We are what they call a dimensional shift, or a graduation point where normally our energy body comes back over and over and over again to learn the lessons of this realm. And it keeps coming back on the same planet. Now, there's going to be something different that happens. Unless you have your heart chakra open, or unless your energy body is open in that area, you won't be repeating your future incarnations in this realm. You'll get moved to another planet in another star system to start over. The lessons that you didn't master in this series of incarnations. And according to what they're saying, these kinds of divisions are in the process of being made right now and in the next few years. Few years meaning perhaps 5 to 6 years. So each person, if this information is correct, has approximately 5 years to make sure they're operating from their heart in this realm to ensure that they are going to continue on this higher path and not have to repeat the lessons in this realm. Now, one of the things about operating from your heart is it takes other people. It takes love. What we're doing here on this call is we're setting a reference point of opening your heart chakra, combining with others so that you can have that experience of an open heart. Many of us exist in our lives circumstances that are what could be called contracted. We have old karmic relationships. We have relationships that are full of hurt, resentment, jealousy. I'm not saying that's the people on this line, but that's very much the status quo for the human race. And when an individual decides they want to get out of that, it's not easy, because every bit of their human memory and every relationship reiterates those patterns. So they need a constant input of new reference point, and even maybe some relationships that are new that manifest these new reference points. And so that is one of the goals of this conference line, to help create that reference point and to create the relationships that people can use that are operating at this higher octave of energy. And we're doing this with none of you seeing each other. Most of you not even hearing each other. When we do our conference line, and if you choose to join the conference line, then you come in on the phone line and you can introduce yourself and people get to know each other. But listening on BBS, we're doing this, and you're strangers, at least physical strangers. And yet, I can talk to you like you're not strangers. Like I know you. You know me. Here we are again. And this is the greater part of myself talking to the greater part of yourself, because there's certainly more truth in that perspective than the one that thinks we're strangers. On that note, we're coming to the point of what I call calling in of the light. And actually, we've been doing this through the entire show. This is just formalized. Now we've put our energies together. And most of you know what I'm talking about. It makes sense to you. So we're now going to actually work with the energies that we've created during this show directly in this formalization of calling in of light. Father, Mother, God, I'd like to ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, each person on the telephone, each person that's listening on BBS radio. We ask that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves right now in the flow of energy that's radiating from the center of the universe through the center of the galaxy, through our solar system, and through our bodies, anchoring itself to the crystalline core of the Earth. And although we are now physicalized in one of the more contracted expressions in the universe, called a human body, we can at this moment have the experience of our energy body. And we can join our energy bodies with each other. Everyone on this line, all those invisible bodies out there that can't see each other, if you so desire, if you choose to cooperate, we can share the combining of our energy bodies in one huge group energy that extends perhaps around our planet, because we have people all over the planet listening this evening to BBS Radio.